is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 28th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the man whom we consider the father of the essay, Michel de Montaigne, born in Parisieux, France, in 1533. His father, a wealthy landowner, the young man went off to college, became a lawyer. Then his father died, and so Michel de Montaigne retired to the family estate, took over managing the property. And there he began to write what he called essays, after the French word, which means attempt. He lived at a time of religious civil wars, Protestants and Catholics killing each other, the Black Plague ravaging the peasants. Montaigne once saw men digging their own graves and then lying down to die in them. And still, he wrote about big subjects, but also ordinary things, gardening and thumbs and laziness and liars and prayer. Michel de Montaigne, who said the most certain sign of wisdom is cheerfulness. It was on this day in 1854 that a group of 50 opponents of slavery gathered in Ripon, Wisconsin, to found the Republican Party. Some of them were Northern Democrats, some were Whigs, some were members of a small anti-slavery party called the Free Soil Party. They were remarkably successful, and in 1856, after just 2 years, they elected 92 congressmen and 20 senators. And then in 1860, they elected their presidential candidate, Abraham Lincoln. It was on this day in 1953, James Watson, who was just 23, and Francis Crick, who was not much older, working in a lab in Cambridge, England, discovered the structure of the DNA molecule. And it's the birthday of the man who Watson and Crick beat to the discovery of DNA, the chemist Linus Pauling, born in Oswego, Oregon, 1901. Who studied chemistry at Oregon Agricultural College, then got a Guggenheim to go abroad to study the new field of quantum mechanics. By the time he returned to this country and took a job at Caltech, he said, "I was the only person in the world who had a good understanding of quantum mechanics and an extensive knowledge of chemistry." And so he became the first chemist to examine individual molecules with X-rays and show how the various properties of a chemical, its color, its texture, were a result of its molecular structure, for which he won the Nobel Prize in 1954. It's the birthday of the poet Virginia Hamilton Adair, New York City, 1913, who was 83 years old when her first book came out, Ants on the Melon, 1996. And it's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Ben Hecht, born in New York City, 1893, was a newspaper man in Chicago, where he met Charles MacArthur, with whom he co-authored the play The Front Page, 1928. Here's a poem for today by Suzanne Cleary, entitled Echocardiogram. How does it work so? Little valve stretching messily open as wide as possible, all directions at once, sucking air, sucking blood, sucking air in blood. How? On the screen I see the part of me that always loves my life, never tires of what it takes, this in and out, this open and shut, in the dark chest of me, tireless, without muscle or bone, all flex and flux and blind will, little mouth widening, opening and opening, and then snapping shut, shuddering anemone, entirely of darkness, sea creature of the spangled and sparkling sea, down, down, where light cannot reach. When the technician stoops, flips a switch, the most unpopular kid in the class stands off stage with a metal sheet, shaking it while Lear raves. So this is the house where love lives, a tin shed in a windstorm, tin shed at the sea's edge, the land's edge, waters wild and steady, wild and steady, wild. Poem by Suzanne Cleary, Echocardiogram, from her collection Trick Pair, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.